All right, hello.
Hey, what's going on, man?
All right, man. My bad about that. The other switchboard. This is a direct line to the studio, and we'll be able to patch you in. Hopefully, this doesn't affect everybody that wants to call in and talk to you. Like if you blasted a number out to your fans, that 347 number. It was having a little bit of difficulties. It looked like it's cleared up now, but I don't want your interview, and I don't want you to sound bad. If anything, if a caller sounds bad, it's whatever. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We'll deal with that. You know what I'm saying? Hold on a second. Let me get ready to set up so I can get ready to record you. We're going to bring you in a minute. All right? We're running 5 minutes behind. We would have been on time if it wasn't for that, but that kind of popped up on me. So give me a minute. Just stay on the phone lines. I'm coming right back to you. You should be able to hear music in a second, though. All right? And I'll come back to you in a second. All right?
All right, buddy.
All right. Baby girl, I know you fly as big as a bitch. I like be my dog in heaven, I am fly as a bitch. Ass super big, gonna bring it back. Make an old man have a damn heart attack. God, I ain't sure why you doing that. Make a bounty hunter, stop pursuing that. I'm a man on a mission, her ass got it itching. Shorty, she gon' shake it, I tell she butt naked. I said, oh man, and I threw a lot of racks. Like a shit was broke, little mama brought it back.
She got a dumb man booty, I'm a dumb man. I'm smoking the diet. I got lean in my cup. I got bags of the gas. I took her to the crib later on. I'm a smash. She got a pretty smile when she got a lot of class. And if a nigga ever try to spaz, if they ask, my watch gon' change the climate. I'm talking about my diamonds. Fitting 100 on my wrist. Yeah, I caught it perfect timing. Man, that ass so fat. She can't even try to hide it. I'm smoking while I'm driving with a bad bitch beside me.
She got a dumb man booty. A dumb man booty. She got a dumb man booty. A dumb man booty. She got an ass so fat. When she stop and keep moving. She got an ass so fat. When she stop and keep moving. Now go dumb, dumb. Baby, show how it go. Make it stop. Drop and roll. Stop. Drop and roll.
She going eight on it.
Johnny Giuliano.
All right, homie. You hear me? We getting ready to go live.
I hear you, man.
All right.
Made a whole song on that moose booty in a thong. She asked, was she the best? Then I hit the gong. Another walk, then I'm on.
Boom, 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 boom.
Call me a mechanic, cause I'm working with a tool. Tune it up when it's due, or it ain't been used. They went and wild. You hear me swinging through they jungle like.
I'm on a radio interview. Get
all right, homie. Yo, we're getting ready to go live.
What's
going on, man? Yo, we're getting ready to go live, homie. Stand by.
All right. Presents the world famous DJ
cut your background noise out for me, okay?
Thursday, September 12th at Red Ultra Lounge, 182 Cortland Street, downtown Atlanta. This event will be broadcast live by K100 Radio. Come and be seen on the black carpet with me, your girl, Tori Grace, and my friend Mona J as we host this event. Starting promptly at 10 p.m. with live shows by ATL's finest and special celebrity guests. Ladies, you are free before 11:30, and guys are $10 all night long. And of course, Virgos, you're free all night. DJ Corrupt is also worked up a new mixtape that will be given to everyone in the building. Thursday, September 12th, Red Ultra Lounge, 182 Cortland Street, downtown Atlanta. For more information, please call 678-478-3742.
Yo, what's up, guys? DJ Corrupt, Thursday, September 12th, Red Ultra Lounge, my birthday party. Make sure y'all come out. Big shout out to K100, Atlanta. What's up?
Being the beat in your eardrum, DJ Mo Fat. Check him out live every Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time on K-100 Radio.
For the best in hip-hop, R&B, for the best reggae, neo-soul, and rap. Neo-soul.
If you want your music heard, upload it to www.djmofat.com. The greatest show on earth ever with DJ Mo Fat, the Heat Miser. Be the beat in your eardrum. Every Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time on K-100 Radio.
Oh. 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 You know what it is. Yeah. What's happening, everybody? Welcome, everybody. Welcome to K1's Internet Radio's own Direct Line Artist Interviews. It's going to get crazy, man. We've got, hold on, let me get my background music and everything queued up. Hold on, let me see.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what's that? That's good. Just let some play in the background real quick. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? We got to have something going in the background while we get ready to interview the homie. Kev the President, we getting ready to bring him on the line, man. First of all, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio, man. It's been like a real hectic month for us with us transitioning, and we doing all these different things that we got going on, you feel me? Right now, we're about 15 minutes late coming into the Kev the President interview. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and thanks, everybody, for hanging on. You feel me? Shouts out to everybody that's on the Blog Talk lines. Shouts out to everybody that's on the other phone lines and tuning in, getting ready for us to chop it up with the homie, man. Just want to let you know, of course, tonight, come check us out downtown Atlanta, Georgia, for the Industries Wednesdays over at Goosebumps. Of course, tomorrow we got DJ Corrupt's birthday. You just heard the promo for that. And then Friday, we got the Mixtape Atlas concert. You know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of things that's going on in the city of Atlanta. If you are in the city, by all means, please come through. Check us out. You know, we'll be doing live broadcasts. And the good thing about it is if you can't check us out, if you can't come through and show your face, which we want you to do, if you can't do that, you can always tune in to K100 Radio, man. You feel me? But anyway, without further ado, we got the homie Kev the President on the line. We getting ready to bring him on the line. Here we go right now. Kev the President, what's happening, man? Welcome to K100 Radio. What's popping with you, homie?
Oh, man, what's going on, man?
We're good, man. Thanks for coming in and calling in to the show. We really appreciate you. Tuning in, man. Absolutely, man. First of all, real quick, I want you to introduce yourself to our listening audience because maybe people may not know who you are. This is the good thing about K1's Radio. We try to show love to the independent artists, of course. You know what I'm saying? And what we want to do is let you first introduce yourself to the people, let you know, Tell them who you are and where you're from, first of all, and then we'll get into the questions in the Q&A about everything, and we'll get ready to play some of your music and all that stuff. But first of all, just introduce yourself to the K100 audience. Go ahead.
Oh, man, K1, man. It's K, the president, Baltimore, man, Zone 18. You know, just doing what I'm doing, man. Just like a best rapper slash street credibility. I mean, I'm here now. That's all it is a takeover, man. Mixtape campaign out. Y'all going to like it. Y'all going to approve of it. I'm glad that I'm down here. I'm supposed to be doing a show. Then I told you, man, I hope y'all come out with some support.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, and being from Baltimore, I think first of all, people think about Baltimore, they think about the Wire, they think about the Ravens, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know, they think, because, I mean, from somebody that I've traveled all over the country and everything, and I've been to Baltimore once, and it's like Baltimore has a real reputation, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
About just, you know, being real hood, being, you know, being grimy, whatever, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people think that about Baltimore, but I met some really good people there when I was in Baltimore, some real dudes, you know what I'm saying? I tell people all the time, you might not just be too real, you might not be real enough for them Baltimore niggas, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? That might be the problem, you know, a lot of times.
Yeah, well, it's just a city, man. It's just a city where we come from, man. Like any other city.
I know.
The jungle everywhere, man. Some of us make it out, some of us don't.
That's right, and that's the point. Well, I'm glad you made it out, brother. So what made you... You're down in Atlanta now, right?
Nah, not yet.
Oh, not yet. Oh, I thought you said you're down here now.
Not yet.
Okay, so you're still in Baltimore. What's the mood like with the hip hop up there? A lot of people that's from the East Coast, I talk to them all the time, and they say, well, look, man, you know, you've got these people up on the East Coast. They're not feeling the way hip hop's going. They think it's too much of the same kind of down south trap music, whatnot, what have you, that's going on the air or whatever. I'd like to get you personally. You know, what do you feel about that as far as the East Coast hip-hop kind of sound not being the prevalent sound in hip-hop anymore? And now you got basically East Coast rappers that's from the Northeast that used to have a signature sound. They're doing music that sounds like the South. What do you feel about that?
Hey, man, I just call it. I mean, they working with what they know. You know, at the end of the day, it's like where they see the music going at is what they following. So, they, you know, it's no longer like them pleasing their neighborhoods no more. You trying to please the fans. And I see as though is where the music is going at is going down for down south. So a lot of people are changing their style up because they want to entertain their fans. It's like a person that you see, if everybody's liking one thing, 9 times out of 10, that person's going to do what the other person did for all them people that like it. So it's just like they changing their style. It's not wrong with it. I mean, I understand it. I see where it's coming from.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people can't adapt to it.
Right. So what about your music? Is your music... that kind of music?
My music is personally is like it's everywhere. It's for anybody.
Uh-huh.
It's not just one type of music. It's not one type of style I'm giving. It's not one person that could just be like, oh, I like that song, and another person be like, well, I don't like it, it's phony. Nah, I'm doing stuff for everybody, man. Like for the people that's hurt, for the street dudes, for the people that work, for the girls that want to go out, have fun, to the people that want to go to the club, you know. To the people who want to change their lifestyles around, to the people that's locked up. You know, I got to shout out my brother Myron, shout out to Will, man, 2 Strong Soldiers. Like, I do it for a lot of people, even for my mother, rest in peace, Deborah Everett.
Absolutely, man. Real, real big ups to that. You feel me? So, yeah. I want to ask you about your music personally. You feel me? We're going to get ready to play some joints by you. You know what I'm saying? We got 2 joints that we're going to get ready to run by you. And when we do the artist interviews, I always like to let the artist talk about. Before I even listen to the music, sometimes it's in a name of a song will catch me. You know what I'm saying? You know, here at K100 Radio, when you're doing radio, if you're a DJ, anybody who really breaks music, you get all the music coming to you. So you see the repetition more than anybody else. You know, you as an artist, you kind of in your zone,
right,
and you're working and you're doing your thing, you feel me, and you're writing,
right,
and you got your own creative process. But as a person who gets all the music sent in, you know, we see a lot of things. Like just this week alone, I probably got about 4 Molly records. I probably got four Molly records, something about Shake Her Ass, about 10 of those, about 15 songs talking about money, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of shit. So, that being said, I just looked at the names of the songs that I was given, that I downloaded and listened to by you, And the first one was My right. Appreciation, and the other one was Go President. And I said, well, at least right. the names don't sound like some shit that I got already. Like, just right. the names alone, it made me like, okay, let me listen to the homies' music. You know what I'm saying? Let me stop. Because if you, I mean, we would have did the interview anyway. You know what I'm saying? We would have still did the interview. But just sometimes when I look at the name of a song and it's already copying the name of like a top 10 hit.
Something else. Right.
Yeah, it's like off top, I'm just like, ah, here we go again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? seriously, dog, you don't understand how stressful it is. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to kind of keep it real and you don't want to crush people's dreams that, you know, you want to tell people, look, homie, you know, you got some good music, whatnot, what have you. But at the same time, you want to let people know, look.
You're a trendsetter.
Yeah, yeah. Without saying, nigga, you a copycat or nigga, you suck or whatever. You know, it's a balancing act that you have to do over here at K100. That you have to do that is just not easy. You know what I'm saying? It's really not easy. And I would like to just make sure I reiterate that to people. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
your songs, you know, my appreciation, Go President. First of all, before we even play it, I think the first song that I'm going to play is My Appreciation.
My Appreciation, yeah.
But before I even play it, you know what I'm saying, tell the people what about the song. Like, what is the inspiration for that particular record?
Oh, man, it's like, you know, a lot of people have songs out here, like, they may rep their neighborhoods or where they come from. My Appreciation was giving y'all my life. It was telling y'all everything I appreciated, everything I made it out from, you know, from being in the jail, losing my mother, appreciation to my father for having me, appreciation to my son for calling me daddy, you know, my son mother for getting me out, like holding me down while I was locked up, you know, my homeboys, my brothers for yelling out the president, believing in me, saying that I could take it to another level, understanding where I came from. It was like a lot of it, my appreciation was just giving back thanks and telling you thank you for who I am today. If it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't be who I am. And that's the president.
Yeah, that's what's up, homie. I like that. I was like, the name kept the president. I was like, okay. You know what I'm saying? I was like, all right.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to see what's popping with the homie. You know, see what's good with the music. So I like that particular breakdown of that song. And I'm going to get ready to go ahead and play that one first. You know, we'll go ahead and play that one. Like I said, you're going to play two songs by you. You know what I'm saying, today.
Okay.
And, you know, we're gonna let you sit down and break it down and discuss it. That's what I really like to do over here at K100 Radio with the interviews. You know, I try to let the artists, you know, really express themselves and tell themselves to the people. You know, we chop it up and we play it back and everybody can kind of get a real understanding of what you are, what kind of person you are. You know what I'm saying? Your own
right.
personal struggles and everything. You feel me? So this first joint
right.
is called My Appreciation. We're going to go ahead and run this by Kev the President. All right? This is a K100 debut, of course. So you guys check it out and let them know what you think. All right? You can hit the phone lines if you want to, 347-934-0966. Although we had a little bit of difficulties earlier today, I think everything's straight now. So if you actually listen to the show and the broadcast right now and you want to give your opinion about the record or you want to holler at the homie, make sure you hit those phone lines. But right now, without further ado, this is the first joint by Kev the President. It's called My Appreciation right here on K100 Radio. Check it out.
Preston, I'm monster, and that boy ain't average. tired of talking less than fit to be in the cast. My appreciation, 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 appreciation. And this is my appreciation, 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 appreciation. And this is my appreciation, 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 appreciation. And this is my appreciation, 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 appreciation. Shout out to my mother for not having no daughter. Shout out to the butcher that told me how to be slaughtered. Shout out to my killers. Shout out to my wealth. Shout out to my headbusters. Shout out to myself. Shout out to my neighbors. Shout out to the gorillas. Shout out to them high lows with a whole guard now with me. Shout out to my father for not using no condom. Shout out to the men in the game, these dudes got no problem. Shout out to my team. Shout out to my dream. Shout out to that ace that letting us turn to a whole thing. Shout out to my bitches. Shout out to my ex. Shout out to God Hulk Hogan, they the only ones that know best. Shout out to my Renee. Shout out to your stress. Shout out cause I'm me. Shout out cause I flex. The way man I dog hoes, man. Shout out to the vet. The way I just make your fit. Shout out for the best. My appreciation, appreciation, appreciation. And this is my appreciation, 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 appreciation. And this is my appreciation. And this is my appreciation, 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 appreciation.
Give him a 21 gun salute for that one. Shouts out to the homie Kev, the president. You know what I mean? He's just sending his appreciation out to all you motherfuckers who probably didn't believe him, who probably didn't think the struggle was real. I finally got my damn background music fucking playing now. I was trying to do the whole time I was on the first part. But anyways, back now. Everybody can hear it. You hear it in the background now. The first, don't worry about it. When we chop everything up, everything will be sound just like it was all there the whole time. For anybody who might have missed it, I'm a genius with that kind of shit. Anyway, I like that joint, homie. You feel me? And basically, that's why I asked you the first question that I asked you, because I had already, of course, right, as someone that's doing the interview, of course, I had already heard the record. I was like, yeah, right, if I played it and someone asked me where he from, I'm going to say Atlanta. Or, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you feel right, me? You know, because sometimes when I look at a bio and I read about, you know, I see it say Baltimore or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And then I listen to the song, I say, okay. Sometimes you kind of expect one thing, but it's like now you don't really, it's like you don't ever know what somebody's going to sound like. You just got to kind of listen to the music first off top and then take it from there pretty much.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I do like that record. You feel me? I like the, I like what you're saying in the song.
Okay.
Yeah. Who produced that, by the way?
I produce that, man. I produce all my music.
Oh, okay. Artist/producer. He want all the check.
Yeah.
He want all the money.
Yeah, I want all the money. I need all my check.
He need all his pub, all his mechanical.
I
need everything.
What y'all say down that count up? Need y'all just not to count mine, man. That's all. All
right. So the homie said he need all his little change. You don't have to get.
I need all my money.
All that.
Yeah.
Every dime. So anyway, the next joint that we're getting ready to play, the Go President joint. We'll get to that in a minute. But let's just pause and just take
right,
our time. Let's have a little fun with it. We started late anyway, so we got some more time. Fuck it. I like to talk about sometimes shit that's going on in the game. All right. Like right now. What do you think about the hottest thing that's buzzing in the industry right now with this whole thing with Gucci Mane is going on a tirade, and he's talking all this crazy wild shit on Twitter. As an artist, now I don't want to ask you what you personally think about Gucci Mane, right, or whatever, like you know him or whatever. I don't really get into all that kind of shit. But I'm talking about from the angle as an artist. How important do you think it really is what you say on Twitter, or do you think people take Twitter too serious? You know what I'm saying? To me, it's a balance. When you're an artist, especially an independent artist, you know, Twitter and your social network and everything, that's essential. That's really like your stamp and your calling card in the digital era. You got to have that. But at the same time, I feel like people can it's too powerful a little bit to me. And for it to be so easy to make yourself up, I think Twitter is a little bit too powerful and people take it a little bit too serious. But as an artist, what do you think about that? Do you think, are you the type of person that if you get mad at a nigga, you going to air him out on Twitter?
I think as far as, and it's not even speaking on Gucci, I think as far as the man goes, though, like, what we do is what we do. Everything is not for the world, you know? So I feel as though Twitter, you know, that's just entertainment. You feel me? It's like WCW. Like, I don't look at it as being real, because I look at it, if you have a problem with somebody or a problem with anything that's going on, if it's not other than music, it doesn't need to be on the internet.
Right.
And as far as music go, now you can go in and shout somebody out and say, oh, man, I'm better than you. We can do a song, whatever. But as far as a personal level, nah, man.
Well,
so I see, like, people taking that Twitter thing a little too much offensive, man. And it's just networking. That's right. All it is, networking.
So, but it's funny that you should mention I'm better than you, because recently, the other hot topic in the industry was the control track that Big Sean, Kendrick Lamar, and Jay Electronica did. What do you think about the competition side of hip hop? I want it back. I'm tired of everybody talking about it. Yeah,
I'm here now, but on that level, I think Kendrick did a good thing, because, you know, he enlightened people. Like, there's a lot of rappers nowadays, not to say names, but, you know, they just going off of whatever they hear, whatever they see, and not really living it. But at the same time, they just getting a nice beat, just putting a few words together, not really taking it back to the Nas or the Biggie days or when Jay-Z first came out, Reasonable Doubt, or, you know, like, it was written, you know, like, back then when Pac and them, they was real battles. That's when people was really rapping. Nowadays, it's like people just saying more words here and there and feel as though they got the throne or they got the title because they sold a few albums, dropped a few mixtapes. Nah, we need to take it back to rap. And when you make it sense, when you really talking about something, man, you know, anybody can put words together. Anybody can be a rapper. But now, everybody can't be a lyricist.
Yeah, furthermore, everybody can't be an artist. It's a big difference. You know what I'm saying?
It really is
a big difference between a rapper and an artist. You know what I'm saying? An artist really will take you there. I feel like rappers, any rapper can make you like a song or whatever, but rappers have hot songs and artists have long careers. Artists have careers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what you want as someone.
That's what you want as an artist. Yeah. As an artist, you want a long career. You just don't want to be a rapper.
But
in Baltimore, where I'm from, there's a lot of rappers out here.
Right.
But a lot of them.
Most people who look at videos and say, I want to do that, want to be rappers. They don't want to be artists, truth be told.
Right.
They want to be rappers.
They just want to have a fame. They just want to be on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
You know, they don't want to be the entrepreneurs.
No.
They don't want to be the Puff Daddy sort or the Sean Carter. They don't want to be none of that. They just want to be the rapper. They just want to be in the video and be able to say,
They want to wake up in a new Bugatti. That's what they want to do. They want to fuck. They want to fuck bad bitches.
They want to get up in a Honda.
Yeah, they want to wake up. They want to fuck bad bitches.
They in a Honda.
Don't get me started. No, Kev, don't take me there right now. I'm trying to conduct your interview, brother, and I'm trying to just keep my personal issues that I got going on with this music industry out of my interview.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Listen, man, because don't get me started on broke ass motherfuckers that's rapping about big boy shit. Because right now, dog, it's Wednesday, right? It's Wednesday, 9/11.
Right.
You feel me? And I'm trying to keep everything on a light note. You feel me? Again, by the way, since it is 9/11, I got to make sure I say, rest in peace to everybody who lost their lives, you know, 12 years ago on that day, man. That was
everybody.
Rest in peace to everybody who did that and everybody who had to live through that. You feel me? You know, shouts out to y'all for being strong and making it through it. But right now, at this point, you know what I'm saying, on this particular 9/11, on this day, we still got a lot of fronting going on in the game. So let me ask you about this, and then we'll get ready to go back to the next song. You feel me? Like I said, my questions are not scripted. I ask rappers and I ask artists, you know what I'm saying, shit that actually matters. Okay, right. I'll give you a scenario, Kev, right? What we're doing down here in Atlanta right now, me and about three other guys, promoters. I'm not a promoter myself, but I'm a vessel for artists. K100 Radio has so many artists listening and so many people tuning in that we have a lot of relationships with artists, right? So we're trying. I hate the dirty side of promoters. I hate janky promoters. So I never call myself one, even though I got a network of probably bigger than most promoters. You know what I'm saying? But so long story short, I got involved with my homie. He's like, y'all want to do an open mic? I'm like, you know, open mics right about now. People are not feeling open mics, especially in Atlanta, because you got so many people that's did a lot of janky shit here, and people ain't feeling open mics. But this is my personal friend, so I said, yo, okay, cool, let's do the open mic, homie. You know what I'm saying? I'm with it, right? So we do it at a strip club. Hold on. Let me say that again. Let me start the background music. I said we do it at a strip club. Naked bitches, right? Naked bitches everywhere. Naked bitches everywhere. Everywhere you go, naked bitches. Right. So, naked bitches. Let me get back to the music now. Okay, so we got naked bitches everywhere. We tell the artists, you can perform free. We've worked out, we finagled our way into a downtown strip club, right? And we finagled our way into the owner. We tell the owner, hey, we can let us come in, let us do this, let us make the artist rocky stage. We do all this work to let these guys come in here, and we let them perform free. We don't charge them anything. All we tell these motherfuckers, Kev.
Hey, I'm listening. I'm ahead, man.
All we tell them, bro, is tip the stripper $20, man, because she's going to twerk on the stage. You know, it's a strip club, so, you know, you can't come and take over the stage and tell them to get off. When you and you come to a strip club to break your club single, you know what I'm saying? You know, you want to see if they're going to actually want to twerk off of it. So, you know, the $20 that you normally be paying for all these open mics, don't give it to us. We're going to let you do this for free. But tip the stripper.
Right.
Do you realize how difficult it was to get motherfuckers to do that, Kev? $20. But everybody's song. But everybody's hopping out of foreigns. Everybody's talking about they got money to the ceiling. You know what I mean? Everybody's single talking about how they're bossing. But all we ask you to do is tip the stripper.
And they couldn't even tip them.
Which leads me to my motherfucking question, okay?
Oh, man. These boys forgave me, man. I'm a brother D down the line and said these dudes are forgave.
Which leads me to my question, Kev, and we'll get ready to play some more music to me. But I got to ask you, what do you feel about what you say in your song being real, especially as an independent artist? This is a very key question. And all your fans, when you replay this interview to everybody and you send it out, this is a real question for all of the people that really listen to your music. It's something that they really need to know. And I think it's something that every artist needs to address, especially when you're independent. Because these big boy artists, even when they broke, they can look the part because they're on TV. But
they know how to do that
They've mastered it, you know what I'm saying? But the independent artist has a conundrum. And as an artist, I'm asking you a direct question, all right? This is a direct line interview, K100 Radio, live in the building with Kev the President. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. He's going to answer the number one question. As an artist, do you believe in faking it till you're making it, which means you're just going to say whatever's hot so it can trend and you can blow up? Or are you going to keep it 100 in your songs and say what you're really going through and how you're really living and hope that the people feel it? What do you feel about that as an artist? Because everybody's going to tell you as a DJ or whatever, you got to sell what's hot and say what's hot in order to become a star. What do you feel about it?
Well, I feel as though, like, with that being said, it's almost like I feel as though I'm going to be real. I can't be fake. Because I don't want to walk around in the shadow of somebody else. You know, I don't want to look at myself in the mirror and say, you only got here because you was acting. So if I wanted to act, then I would go ahead and try to get a movie role script. But I'm a rapper. I'm giving y'all my life. And that's where people mix it up at. Like, but you don't want to be somebody else or lie about whatever you're doing or what has been done around you. That's you. That's you as an artist. But you had to deal with that as a person by yourself to understand that you are not who you say you are. See, you know, I smile every day when I wake up because when I look in the mirror, I see that same real dude that goes in that studio and I give my life. I don't give nobody else life. I can't tell you about another person having 80 bands. I can tell you about me having it. I can't tell you about another dude down the strip club and he's making it rain with 5,000. I can tell you about me doing it, though, and I appreciate it. And, you know, it makes me a better rapper, though. And that's what to Nick is like. It signifies and separates real from fake. So, you know, that's why I would never go in this game and want to get into it with a fake person. Like, because you don't count to me. A person that's fake, you don't count. Because if you can't be real to yourself, then who are you real to?
Right.
God ain't put you on this earth to go ahead and please everybody. Please yourself first. And then you can go ahead around and do whatever you want. But that fake it till you make it? Nah, man, we can't do that here. Definitely not in my city. All
right.
We feeling.
I don't know, yeah. Baltimore, I'm telling you, man, Baltimore, I got friends that I met in Baltimore like to this day. I've been to Baltimore a decade ago. You feel me? It was like right around the turn of the century, 2000 when I went to Baltimore.
Right.
I haven't been back up there since. You know what I'm saying? Not just chill. The people that I met there, I'm still friends with them today. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? We still, you know, the producers that I met, we still, I just did work with one of the producers last year. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you feel me? And, you know, it was cool. You know, we maintained the relationship over the internet, of course. You know what I'm saying? But still, when we met, you know, it was down there. It was in the city, and it was a good look, and I had a good time. You feel me? But I know there's some real dudes. I know cats don't really play. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know, like you said, it's a hood. It's a real hood. It's a real nigga in every city. It's some killers in every city. It's some fake niggas in every city. It's some real bitches. It's some women. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's just that when you get to the bigger the city, the more of it you'll see. But you can run across the wrong one in any given hood, in any given block in America. Never, ever, 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 ever think that. Because you in Alabama, you can't die today. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. You know what I'm saying? You're right. You know what I'm saying? So, but I like your answer. I like what you said. But you know that's that's kind of contradicting what a lot of DJs and a lot of quote-unquote A&Rs, whatever that means anymore. No one even knows what that means. Because now DJs are A&Rs, so what the fuck is your point in life over there? I don't even know what your job is anymore. I don't know what DJ's jobs is anymore though. Because now you got if DJs are A&Rs, but now you got DJs that are artists. Because you got DJs that sell albums and you got DJs that fucking sign people. I don't even know what the fuck. All sooner or later, it's just gonna be like DJ whatever and no rappers and no producers, nigga. That's it.
Yeah.
If you want to be in the game, you got to be a fucking.
I'm out of the job, then, huh?
That's what it's coming to.
I might as well start going ahead and try to be a doctor or a lawyer, man.
Yeah, something. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Hey, let me tell you something about this indie shit. I tell artists all the time. Let me tell you something now. I'm going to give you some real talk, Kev. We get ready to go to the Go President joint. I tell every independent artist, dog, I like to keep shit real. You know what I'm saying? Because I started K100, you know what I'm saying, as a platform to actually help educate artists. And I tell every artist, I always have a plan B. Because if you ever notice, all the rappers in the game right now that's getting money, they're not making it off rap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They use rap to get famous, and then they make money off some other shit. A reality show, a clothing line, a fucking something. But rap doesn't pay any money anymore. Niggas have degraded the value of a rap song so much at this particular point, it's pretty worthless, honestly. Rap will not... Rapping, you know, won't get you rich. Rapping will get you known. That's why everybody is doing all these 360 deals and everything, because labels know that people just don't want to buy hip-hop, because we had such a long era of garbage music being put out there to the forefront that people are just like, it's not even worth a dollar anymore. It's not worth that 99 cent you asking me for on iTunes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Unless you're from the old era where you can come out like Magna Carta and sell millions because they feel like you're from the old school and they're confident that you're going to make good music, whereas the new school is like, yeah, I like that song, but not enough to pay for it because I hear it a gazillion times on the radio and all of it's going to sound the same anyway. Fuck that shit. You can get my $10.
Right.
It's not happening. You know, this is what you're contending with as an independent artist. So I tell guys, listen, make sure you got some unique shit. Make sure you're doing you and not doing everybody else, or no one's going to buy it. You may become hot, but you won't get rich with your music. You won't be able to live off your music. You'll get popular, and hopefully you make another move to put yourself in the position to get some money on top of that popularity.
Right.
Basically. So that's the name of the game now. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and introduce your next joint. It's called Go President. You're now rocking with the best of them. www.chainlessentertainment.com/K100Radio. We're live. iTunes Radio. We're on TuneIn all across the globe. We got plenty of people listening right now. We're in line with Kev the President, representing Baltimore, the homie. We played his first joint, My Appreciation. We got this new joint we're going to play by him called Go President. Tell us about this record, homie.
Oh, man. Go President was just... It's like voting for me, man. That's all it is. just a bunch of people having fun, man. You know, I can't do too many trap songs, you know. It was just a bunch of, I wanted people to have fun. Bring them back to the fun days, man. Not everybody mugging, pushing, bumping somebody. I want even kids to be dancing to it. So, you know, it was a different end light on that beat.
Right.
I didn't want to play like every other rap artist.
So you want to have some fun? You want to
have
some fun?
Yeah, I just had fun, man.
There's no fun in hip-hop. There's no fun in hip-hop. You have to bling, or you have to do something.
You had to have jail time. You had to have hurt a couple people, man, in order to get some fame nowadays. You can't just have fun.
Nah. You gotta be a tough guy, man. You know that?
Yeah, you gotta be tough. You gotta be so tough, man.
You gotta be a tough guy.
Nah, I'm just playing. You gotta be a tough guy, even if it's not you. You still gotta be tough.
Yeah. You gotta act like you're tough, even if you ain't tough.
Yeah, this is tough record.
Right. I don't know, man. No, but such is the game, such is life. We're getting ready to go ahead and play this new joint. This is the second joint by Kev the President. This joint is called Go President. You listen to us live right now. Go ahead and hit the phone lines up. Everything's working with the switchboard and everything. We had a little bit of difficulties at the very beginning, but you know, we got everything started about 10 minutes late, but we're good. So hit us up. You know, we've been live with Kev the President. We still got a little bit more time with him. All right. We're going to come back and ask him a couple of more questions before we get ready to get up out of here. But 347-934-0966. All right. That's the number that you can hit up if you want to holler at the homie, if you want to ask him a question. You're a fan, you know about him, you want to give him a shout-out. Whatever you want to do, hit the phone lines up. 347-934-0966. They're live. They're open right now. If you go and call that number right now, you can get on the line live on K100 Internet Radio. You feel me? And ask the homie a question. Again, 347-934-0966. Of course, chainlessentertainment.com/K100 Radio. Or you can pull us up in iTunes up under the hip hop section. Or you can go to the TuneIn mobile app, the XL Live mobile app, WinAmp. A whole bunch of ways to listen to K100 Radio. But right now, without further ado, name this joint right here, Go President. This is Kev the President right here, K100 Radio. Turn up!
President. Go daddy. Montana.
Just that coming on to that back to back. That sour face, that cabbage patch, that how it tastes, that flower patch. That I'ma raise this power track. That I'ma raise these dollar sets. For feature boys, better holler back. That Lil Wayne, that no word. That till time, I know Jerry. That still gone with no journey. That can't take far, but no misfurry. That up like Alonzo, you know it's early. I'ma get no prompt, so you know I'm worried. I get lit, she get cracked. I get, she get back. I get kicked, she don't get jacked. Just that get whipped or get slapped.
President. And it's all the day be yelling, go president. And it's all the day be spelling. Man, with the beat, I'm done. What means I'm through. So for all my fans, all I need y'all to go do is go president. Go president. Go president. Go president. Man, with the beat, when I'm done, which means I'm through. So for all my fans, all I need y'all to go do is go president. Go president. Go president. Go president, hey. Man, with the beat when I'm done, okay. Which means that I'm through, okay. So for all my fans, all I need y'all to go do.
It's your T, that's C4, 5 Flame, bring it to your door. You know I blow Joe, president, that's my bro. On the low, yo, girl, go, riding on my pogo. My team hot, you so not, call the cops, we won't stop. Haters watch while you shop, at the top we still ball. Girls say he's so raw, hit this beat like baseball. So hot, I can fly to Mars. Might have Menage Twilight. It's a movie. Director's cut, come do me. 2 cups, that lean, told him chop and screw me. With my dog like Scooby, we dancing, so groovy. Hold up, let me think. Got bands, no bank. In the club, what you drink? Inside cup, that's pink. I be rolling, that's dank. My gun, can't think. My pills, for pain. This game, insane. Do it lame, I do me. They hating on a movie. She wet, jacuzzi. I'm a dog, no Scooby. She sweet, that's Scooby. Got the girl pouring like a faucet. Arctic, money is the target. I park it, she blow me like a cartridge. Off the weed, I spark it. Loud boy, we Arctic.
Go president, go president, go president, go president. Man, with the beat when I'm done, which means I'm through. So for all my fans, all I need y'all to go do. Go president, go president, go president, go president. Go president. Go
reason I'm through. So for all my fans, all I need.
Yep, we back. Kev the president.
Yeah, man, I'm still here.
All right, homie. That was the other joint by the homie Go, by Kev the president. Name of the joint, Go President. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right. Support the homie. You feel me? Thanks everybody for tuning into the show, man. It's been crazy. We had a great interview with the homie Kev the president. It's real insightful. I'm glad he got a chance to come on K100 Radio. Again, if you want to get on K100 Radio, if you're an artist and you want to get your interview booked, make sure you hit our website up, chainlessentertainment.com, /K100 Radio. Also, look up on the ads and promo, and then you can see get what it's about scheduling your live interview, direct line artist interview. So, Kev, what do you got coming up? Besides, you got the mixtape out and everything that's popping. Tell everybody about that and what you got coming up with your career.
Man, I got the mixtape going on, the campaign, man. That's already been dropped by now, man. And then... I'm trying to work on the debate right now. That's going to come out. That's another mixtape coming out, man. I'm going to perform probably down there in October. I'm performing that Get on the Bass. That's a music song to the debate that we having down there. Like, and as far as my career go, man, I'm just trying to enlighten people, let them know, man. Like, there's other people out here better than other people, but we also working hard, man. And I'm going to keep on working to satisfy y'all as much as I can, man.
Absolutely. One more thing I want to mention before we get ready to get about it, in case you might want to. How did you meet up with? I see that you're with Zimmerman Music Group. I've checked you got the website out and everything. It looks pretty dope, pretty good.
Yeah.
How did you end up getting in contact with them? You know.
Good friend of mine, man. Zach Zimmerman, man. Good friend of mine. Watched me come up. You know, I was getting in so much trouble at the time that I've been a rap. But I was getting in so much trouble at the time, like, I ain't had time for it. And when I finally had came home, like, I made my mind up when I looked at my son, like, I need to be here.
Right.
I had to be here for my son, man. So he opened the door for me, and ever since then, I ain't never closed it.
Right. Well, that's what's up, man. Big ups to you for doing the right thing. I know the right thing is always the hardest. You know what I'm saying? You know, doing it. The wrong thing is always easy, and it's always more fun to do the wrong thing. But you know what I'm saying? We gotta. I tell people all the time, man. You know, as black people, as a race, we are not ever going to win as long as our men are constantly going to prison or getting killed at 20 years old. It's not gonna happen. We're gonna always lose. We're gonna always fail, and we're never gonna be on top. So, we need everybody out, fellas. I know y'all want to get that money, but you got to be out in the streets, and they don't mind putting you away. You know what I'm saying? So. Make your moves, do what you got to do. You got to eat, but at the same time, you understand, you got to be out here on these streets, man, to make moves to get better, you know what I'm saying? And if you got a seed out here, you got a jit out here, man. Got to be on the streets, man. Be look out for them, all right? So, Kevin the President, man, thanks for checking in with us. You feel me? Thanks for being a part of the K100 Radio experience. How'd you enjoy it? You like it?
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Listen to Lana, man. Let everybody know. I'm coming down there October. Man, Care the President, man. I'm here now. Zone 18, stand up. Shout out to my brother D down there, man, down in the A. Hey, man, we love you, sure. We be down there soon. I appreciate y'all for having me on the radio station, man. It's always a blessing, man. You're always welcome to call me or I call you, man. Family.
Absolutely, homie. All right, thanks for hanging out with us, homie. Appreciate it, all right?
All right, now.
Absolutely. So, shout out to the homie, Kev the President. You know what I'm saying? If you're listening to me right now on K100 Radio, I appreciate you for tuning in for the interview. Of course, all our live direct artist interviews will be located on our website. We'll have links back to them. You can hit us up, chainlessentertainment.com. Also, you might want to follow us on SoundCloud because basically that's where the interviews are located. All right, so we interview them over here, and then we take them and we chop them up and edit them and make them all real smooth, real nice, you know what I'm saying, for the artists, you know, so these guys can use it for their promo and everything. And we put it over there back on SoundCloud, all right? And SoundCloud is easy to access. You can listen to it from your phone. The SoundCloud app is dope and it's free, you know what I mean? Even if you don't have the SoundCloud app, you can just listen to it straight in your browser. Just go to your whatever your browser you use on your phone, whatever, and of course on the internet, it's a no-brainer. You got Facebook and Twitter and all that. You know how to use SoundCloud. It's 2013. Get it together. All right. Anyway, we got DJ D's on the ones and twos coming up later on today at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, live from the warehouse. Again, tomorrow, we've got DJ Corrupt's birthday party bash that we're going to do, celebrity birthday bash that we're going to be doing at Red Ultra Lounge, sponsored by Moscato Scars. All right. Toy Grace is going to be on the mic. A whole bunch of other artists. We're going to be live doing a live remote broadcast. Listen in. It's going to be dope. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, Friday, we're going to be live with the Mixtape Atlas Southeastern Concert Series. ATL to Cali is going to have a lot of artists from California, you know what I'm saying, by way of Atlanta performing. Downtown, the basement, all right, the basement. It's downtown, right off Grisham Road, kind of sort of east side. But anyway, just graveyard, downtown, Atlanta. You'll find it. It's easy. Google. Try it out. You should learn about it. What else? Yeah, those two things, man. Of course, we've got the Reverb Nation contest going on for K100 Radio to be a featured artist. Get a lot of stuff with that. You get an interview like we just did with Kevin the President. That's the first thing. But on top of that, your music gets put into rotation. And on top of that, you get Make It a Magazine on their website. You get a feature on their website. A lot of other things, a lot of other perks comes through when we feature directly through the pipeline also, too. All right? So, make sure you hit us up about that. All right? Make sure you hit us up about that featured interview. Okay? So, without further ado, man, we'll go ahead and get back into the music. Again, remember, tonight, check out DJ D's on the one and two. Shout out to DJ Idle Hands. He was on earlier representing for the independent artist. He goes hard representing Indiana. Shouts out to him. Big ups to the homie. Make sure you catch him. All right? Make sure you catch all my DJs, man. Ruckus. Shouts out to DJ Ruckus. Shouts out to DJ Idle Hands. Shouts out to D's. Shouts out to Supreme. MoFat. The Beamer Brothers. Who else? I know I'm missing somebody. I can't even. Oh, Vic XL. Of course, Corrupt. DJ Standard, DJ P, who else? Is that everybody? I think I got everybody. I'm probably missing somebody. Doesn't matter. Point is, tune in. Make sure you check them out, all right? Anyway, thanks for tuning into the show. I got the new joint. I like the new joint by Eminem with the video with Rick Rubin, Berserk. We're playing that. I don't care how you feel about it. I like it. I like it, A, because it's different and of course, you know, Slim always does his thing with the flow or whatever. You know what I'm saying? He never does a whack verse per se. It may be off the bar, off the cuff, but it's never just like he can't rap. He's effortless. It's like breathing for that dude. But I like it. I even like it. But I like the video more than the song. I like the song, but I like the video more. I just like the randomness of it all. You know what I'm saying? It's a pretty dope video. Check it out. Anyway, thanks everybody for tuning into the show. This has been a Direct Line interview, all right, with Kev the President. Shouts out to him. Shouts out to Zimmerman Music Group. We can really get up out of here, man. Again, DJ Corrupt Celebrity Birthday Bash tomorrow and Friday, ATL to Cali, Mixtape Atlas. Check us out, man. We got DJ mixes and everything else going on in between then. So rock with us, man. You know, thanks for tuning in to K100 Radio. Let's go.
You are tuned into K-100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Now the shit's about to kick off, this party looks whack. Let's take it back to straight hip-hop and start it from scratch. I'm about to bloody just back up, everybody get back. That's why my pennies are bad, cause my rhyme's on the red tag. It's like I get with a dick, then I'm about to pee shit. Like I'm a dancing critic, I turn a pretty shit. Got him still on the fence, whether to pee shit. So quick to get impaled when I tell him pee shit. I'm sick, I'm looking pale, well that's my pee shit. About to go ahead, now this time's a pee shit. Let's bring it back to the dentist Slim Dick. Lord, that I'm dressed, ain't it? Khakis pressed, Nike shoes, crispy and fresh lace, so I guess it ain't. Said after shave a cologne, it made him just faint. Plus I showed up with a coat, freshen and wet paint. So this love is a chess game, checkmate. Girl, your body's banging, jump me in, bang, bang, bang.
yes, sir, we bop. I was thinking the same thing. So come get on this kick rock. Bop with the bop. Dang, dang. Pap, pap, pap. Chicka, pap, chicka, wow, wow. Cut the cap, I'm on the ground. At least I know that I don't know. Question is, are you both so smart enough to feel stupid? Hope so. Now, hope.
Kick your shoes off. Let your hair out.
All night long.
Pull your beard out. Just beard out.
All night long. We're gonna rock this town since we got you down. Turn the volume up. Spin to the AM. Raise the pace of white crazy. Let yourself go. Let yourself go. Hey, fuck it. Before we kick the bucket. Life's too short to not go.
Love is hard from the cough syrup and styrofoam. All I know is I fell asleep
and woke up in that Monte Carlo
with the ugly Kardashian Lamar.
Oh, sorry, yo, we done both set the bar low.
Bars are drugs are, though that's the past. But I done get enough codeine and not future in it tomorrow.
Single, I ain't got no money to borrow, but I am trying to find a way to get you alone.
Get everybody out. Get the bar so blathered. Kingdoms and car hearts and cargoes. Turn your face and you get your heart out.
Don't be absurd, man. You bird brain, baby. I ain't called anybody, baby, since Birdman.
Unless you're a swallow.
Word, man, you heard. But don't be discouraged, girl. This is
your time. Unless you got toe jack. Kick shoes off. Let your head out.
And all night long.
Pull your beard out. Just beard out.
ATL, come out and join Star-Studded Media Group October 3rd through the 6th for an amazing time. We got the all-white party going on Thursday.
Hello, this is Tanya Malibu, and I received a text from you about getting on the list for media for the Ultimate Media Music Face-Off and the Models of Music 4. Can you please give me a call at 404-671-0843? 404-671-0843. I was trying to get you on the list, so that's why I called. So call me as soon as you get my...
Thank you.
yo, what up? It's the one and only Freedom, and I'm rocking with K100 Radio.
Hey girl, that sweet was presidential, we could vote for those. And yeah, them sweets was presidential, we smoke both of those. And if life was a beach, then we do it by open shows. Exposed like open toe sandals, I can handle anything you can hand out. Find yourself with two hands back, you deserve a hand clap and a handbag. I'ma let you stand out, I'ma stand back. Phone's ringing, I'ma turn mine off, you just tell him you gon' hit his ass back. He'll take you from the kitchen to the bed and to the floor. Ask me, I just say I'll take you there, cause I know you heard it all before. And you wouldn't even know what I mean till you on that hotel balcony. You feel my lips caressing your neck, and while you checking out that scene, you feel me slipping off your jeans.
Wasn't not that I chose love.